This is the clay tablets, October the 3rd. Starting to get into the meat of it. I'm going to talk some college football today. Clay Tablet podcast. Look at some rankings. This is the AP rankings. You know, and who played this weekend? You're talking about Georgia, Auburn, Texas, Kansas, Notre Dame, Duke. It's that weekend. Who did A&M play? Arkansas? Is that the other guy? I watched quite a few games this weekend. Yeah, this is who they're playing next weekend. That's 2 weekends from now, though. That needs to be... I'm so tired. I mean, I was just like looking at Washington again this week. I'm like, when are they going to play somebody? So we can say, like, what is this? Because I'm tired. You know, they played Arizona, but, you know... Play Arizona, and then they play. They're playing like Cal. They're playing. You. It's just like week after week after week. I mean, you just get. It's like enough with the bullshit. You know, it just is. I mean, Oregon at least played Colorado, even though that was a blowout. At least like it was something. I don't know. Not saying that you can hang your hat on it, but anyway. Is Georgia the best team in the nation? No. I think I would give it to Michigan. Just because they've been able to put better seasons together in the past. I don't know if Texas deserves it. You know, like if they would have beaten Alabama last year. And then just maybe somehow not made the playoffs for whatever reason. I don't know. Then I think you could put them in front of Michigan. But just what Michigan's been doing the last couple years, I just think, I don't know. That's tough. And I think it's what everybody's saying. There's a lot of people that could be number one. And I just think there's a huge crop. I don't want to hear about Penn State. I don't know how Penn State, no. They're going to do like they always do. They're going to play Michigan and Ohio State, and they are going to look overmatched. And they're going to end up losing, and they're not going to be able to get it done. And then there goes Penn State. I mean, what is going to change this year? Like, they're going to beat both those teams? Is that what you're telling me? The problem is Penn State's trying to be good while Ohio State and Michigan are good. Like, at the peak. You know, like, they are both, like, got coaches, they're humming. They both made the playoffs last year. They're alive and well. And you're trying to break through on that. Like, you needed to get, like, Penn State, you needed to get, you're getting in whenever, you know, Brady Hoke. But you was too busy, I think, doing Sandusky. So you had to bottom out. You should have been bottoming out now. Now is the time to bottom out. But Penn State's not going to be able to get it done. They're just not. Florida State, I don't know about Florida State. I'm just not real impressed with their quarterback. What's his name? Travis? I'm not impressed with him. I'm more impressed with this quarterback, this quarterback, this quarterback, this quarterback. Probably this quarterback, this one, this one, this one, this one. I mean, you see how far you get?
I mean, you see, like, you're down to 14, 15 before you get to where I want to put.
I mean, I just don't know how sold I am on him. Like, and let's be generous. I like Beck. He's good. He's just not as good as he's gonna be. He's young. I don't think the team is as potent as they have been in the past. So that's the reason, like, maybe he's not there yet. But he's a better quarterback than Jordan Travis. He is. He is. He is. He is. Yeah, Michigan. Ah, bye, for sure. Yes, 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 yes. I mean, maybe. But I think Drew Aller, he's...
probably a better quarterback than him. I mean, look at that. Like, if you ranked these by quarterback, like, just sheer, like, quarterback, not what the team's going to do, none of that, Florida State would be, like, 10. I would have Oklahoma in front of him. I'd put this kid, from what I saw, I would put this kid in front. And this one. See, the only team I don't have is Alabama. So what is this? You get to so he would be the 14th best quarterback. And I'm serious about that. And I'm not saying that. I'm just saying, like, I don't think Florida State's going to be able to get it done. I don't know. I mean, they're a good-looking team. They win. They've probably had the best schedule, toughest to this point. Because I don't want to hear about how Clemson's down. They got stung by Duke, and they barely lost to Florida State. So don't tell me like they're not any good. Just don't. No. I don't think Georgia can win it this year, from what I've seen. Who can win it this year? Michigan, Texas, Ohio State, Washington, Oregon, USC. I don't think Notre Dame can. I just don't. And maybe Oklahoma, if they pull an upset this week. Their existence. Like this year, Oklahoma and Texas could play twice. That's insane. It's just insane. That is insane. But, you know, I don't know. I don't know how the college football committee is going to, like, what if Texas blows them out and then somehow, and this is not just for Texas. This is like for, because the SEC, I think, is going to this and the Big Ten is going to this. And so the Big 12 is, and isn't the ACC already, they're already not doing divisions. So this is, well, but everything's going to change. There's going to be 12 teams. But I'm just saying, like, how are you going to get viewed? Like, let's say you blow out Oklahoma, you go undefeated, and then you lose by 1 point because you have to play them again. It's all changing next year. It's all changing next year. And it's just going to be seeding. You still get a seat at the table. Whoever's going to be whining, you know, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, they're going to be whining like a bunch of babies. Can you even, like, okay, yeah. See, I'm just looking, like, what would the playoff look like right now? Alabama would not be in it. I think they'd be out. Yeah, too much of this is going to shake out. But Miami's still undefeated. But I still haven't even answered my own question, like, who is the best team in college football? I say it's between Michigan, Texas. I don't know if I put Ohio State in there. Like, who is the best? Everybody's saying that Oregon has the best defense out of these three. So if that's true, then I'd say Oregon. But there's plenty of opportunities for these bottom teams. I mean, you know, I don't know who's real, who's not. Maybe Miami's real. I doubt it. Here's Michigan at Minnesota. Jesus Christ. I mean, can we just look at... Okay, here's the teams. Stupid Big Ten. I just want to see, like... Dang, they play Penn State late! Oh my God. So it's like another month. 5 weeks. Really 6 weeks. So we got this week till they have, like, a for real game. Jesus Christ. Dude, that's why this shit has to stop. I am so glad they condensed the conferences into four. From five to four. Like, make them play each other. Enough. Just enough. This is all stupid dog shit. That's why Texas should be put in front of them. Texas has had way harder games. Even that Kansas game, like putting them away. And even like Baylor. Like seriously, as bad as Baylor's looked, I mean, Bowling fucking Green, UNLV, East Carolina, fuck off, fuck off, fuck off, fuck off. And yes, this right here, okay. That is impressive. That is actually very impressive. Hold on. What is the bullshit on that? 10 plus 13 plus 7. Okay, so that's 30. Okay, so 30, right? 65 plus 62 plus 45. So 172 to 30 point differential through what, 5 games? That's impressive. I mean, that almost makes me want to give them the number one. Like, just your number one. Your number one. Because you're just the defense, those defensive numbers. It's just hard for me to say, like, Texas is number one. I think after this week, like, if Texas handles Oklahoma, then I would say, okay, you know, we're going to have to see what Michigan can do against Penn State. You know, but that's impressive. That's impressive. Nobody scored more than 7 fucking points on you. That's impressive. That is. Like, that's really impressive. Let's look at the CBS sports rankings. Because these guys, like, they act like their shit is, like, their ranking system, like, is better than. You understand? It's better than. Up 3? Oh, they had Washington was up there. And Ohio State. Oh, so that's how they had it. I wouldn't get... Washington, to me, is kind of like Penn State. They do this all the time. They put these good teams together. They're well coached. They play good defense. They've got juniors and seniors. They've got an experienced quarterback. I know that apparently they've got really great wide receivers. I have not watched a lot of Washington because they don't play big games. Like, there's too many other, like, good games to watch, and so you don't watch some of these teams. You just don't. Like Michigan, I haven't watched a Michigan game. Because I'm not going to watch Michigan fucking blow out Nebraska. And I wanted to watch them against Nebraska. And then I see the score and you go, what the fuck? Like, what am I watching? Like, what am I watching? Same way with Washington. I wish I would have watched them against Arizona. Because you need to play somebody so people can see what you're made of. Like, to just blow out somebody. I mean, it's impressive. It is. Because not everybody blows out like these lower caliber teams. You know, and you mess around and you're not quite as good and you're not as good at the line of scrimmage. I think Joe Klatt was talking about that's how you blow out the lower caliber teams is you're good at the line of scrimmage. And, I had never really like thought about it like that. But like that's what allows you to blow out those teams. Like week in and week out so that you don't drop a stupid game like Texas normally does. Because that was his point. He was talking about Texas. But I think you can apply that to Michigan. But Michigan's been able to put together really good seasons the last 2 or 3 years. Even when they were losing to Ohio State and everybody was up in arms, it was like that was the only game they were losing. You know, and maybe they dropped another one. But I mean, like, let's get real here. I mean, you know, they're going 10-2. You know, if you're not a Michigan fan and you're not wrapped up in trying to win the national championship. I'll say this. I hope Michigan and Texas are able to be there in the end. I want to see both those teams in the playoff. Either playing against each other. Who would I want to see? Michigan, Texas. Whoever's the best out of Washington, Oregon, USC. whoever wins the Pac-12. I want to see the Pac-12 winner. I don't really give a fuck what their record is. I hope it's a one loss. They win the championship. Maybe they have a loss. Maybe they get to avenge their loss. See where I'm getting at? So they're in. So that's three. That's three. I don't know if I want to see Georgia in there because I don't think they're that good. I think right now today, if you went Michigan, Texas, and let's say Oregon's the best team, just because what they did to Colorado, let's just say. I think all those teams beat Georgia. But I don't think all those teams necessarily beat Florida State or Ohio State or Miami, North Carolina. I just can't believe in that just yet. I mean, they're going to have to prove that. They're not. They're just not. What is Miami's schedule? You know what I'm saying? What is Miami's schedule? ACC. Who do they got on deck? I'd like to watch. Georgia. It's like another week. Another week of Georgia Tech. They got some bangers. Okay, so North Carolina, Clemson, and then Florida State, Louisville. So they got four games left. Okay, they can prove they've got it on the schedule to prove it. And then the championship. Boy, they slapped A&M around. So A&M snuck their little honey bows in down here at the bottom, did they? Did they make it on this one? 26, so they really didn't. So they just got them ranked out, just whatever. Can I be all over the place a little bit? Who did BYU lose to? You know? Just because I'm just looking. I'm just like, we're talking about, I'm trying to talk about like the whole season right now. I don't want to really just talk about like this week, one game, like whatever. You know, I don't. They lost to Kansas. At Kansas. Okay. But I still got that cover. So they're playing TCU Tech. They play Texas. That's interesting. And Oklahoma. Okay. They're going to fuck somebody's season up, I bet you. I could see them like messing up Oklahoma's season. Maybe not. Texas, Oklahoma is like, we're getting, yeah. Let's look at the, what do we got here? Wednesday, garbage. Thursday, garbage. Friday, Kansas State, Oklahoma State, Nebraska, Illinois. Those are at least, they're interesting in the fact that they're not interesting, but they're garbage, but they're Power 5 matchups. What's going to be the new, is it Power 4? Or are we just going to call it Top 4? The 4? It's a 4 matchup? It's a 4 matchup? Power 4? You can't say like a playoff conference matchup because the other conferences, like this right here, you see what I'm saying? The Father, the Son, the Holy Ghost. 1, 2, 3, 4. I don't know. Okay, but who do we got? Oklahoma, Texas. Yes, sir. This is, yes, sir. Yes, sir. See what I'm saying? LSU, Missouri. Maryland, Ohio State. Oklahoma, Texas. All at 11. I'm going to talk about cramming it in. Now, I'm just going to go down. NC State Marshall's interesting at 1 o'clock. That's on the CW? I don't even think I have the CW. Is the CW on fucking YouTube TV? I don't think I have it. I would really like to watch this game. This is why the Pac-12 is dissolving. That's a good game. This is dumb. Go away. Nobody has it. I don't have it. Nobody has the Pac. The Pac-12 messed up the 12-team playoff. I am so glad. I hate California. I'm going to get back on track. Hold on. Washington State, UCLA. Wish I could watch it. Virginia Tech, Florida State, garbage. Okay, Texas A&M, Alabama, money. Not Syracuse, North Carolina, sorry. Wake Forest, Clemson, no. No go. Vanderbilt, no go. UCF, Kansas, no go. Colorado, Arizona State, on the Pac-12. I don't even want to talk about it. Kentucky, Georgia, money. Michigan, Minnesota, garbage. Notre Dame, Louisville, money. Arkansas, Ole Miss. Fresno State, Wyoming. I'll probably record that. I want to look at Fresno State and I want to see what my Wyoming's doing. Tech, Baylor, garbage. TCU, Iowa State, garbage. Arizona, USC, ESPN. Oregon State, Cal, Pac-12. They put all those games on the Pac-12. Nobody can watch them. They're so dumb. There's some money. There's some money. There's money this week. There's money this week. Florida. I'm just going through this. Clemson at 30. Is Clemson better than... Clemson's better than UCLA, I bet. A&M 26. I guess they're just saying A&M's going to have to prove it. You know? You got to go. So they get them at College Station, Bama, this week. Okay. Dude, that's going to be, and I don't like A&M, but that's going to be serious. That's going to be serious. Mm-hmm. Okay. So Louisville gets Notre Dame at Louisville. Okay. A&M's got to play Alabama, then Tennessee. That's not as hard as it did look, but that's still, those are games. Missouri, LSU, I'd want to watch. That I want to watch. Because you want to talk about imploding LSU season. I mean, it's already cooked. This will implode it. That's going to be good. Kentucky, Georgia. I want to see the lines on that. Because everybody's on Kentucky. See, that's where I'm getting like, whoa, 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 whoa. But Georgia, like, they didn't. Auburn couldn't even throw the ball. If that guy had intercepted, there was a pass that got thrown. I think it was either the 4-minute mark or the 6-minute mark. It was a touchdown drive they scored on that, like, first one, I think, that tied it up or something. Fourth quarter, like, 6 minutes left. I think it was six. Whatever. It was between 4 and 6. And they had several conversions, like 3rd and 9, you know, long third down conversions. There was a tipped pass. If a guy would have intercepted that for Auburn, I think they would have got him. But when he missed that ball, I said they're not going to be able to do it. And it's not that, like, he just couldn't get to it. Like, if he would have been able to intercept that pass, Auburn could have friggin' done it. What happened exactly with Hugh Freeze? I know it was some kind of, it was some crazy. Like, what exactly happened? Because wasn't he was at Ole Miss, right? I mean, he was fiddling his diddle. That's what it always is. But everybody's on Kentucky is my point. At Georgia, you know, you're just like, man, I mean, like, dude, you're asking Kentucky to actually beat Georgia. You know what I'm saying? And you just go like, huh? Duke, I feel bad for that quarterback. Duke should have won that game. See, Auburn should have won and Duke should have won. And I'm irritated because those games would have set the season like in a like a completely different direct, like whoop, direction shift the season. Whoop. I wish I could watch Washington State UCLA. I'm really irritated about that. I'm going to be honest. I don't think I have the Pac-12. I don't think I have it. I don't, because I would remember having it. No. Yeah, it's the ACC. Yeah. No, it doesn't exist. Doesn't exist. Like, how is that not on YouTube TV? Like, why wouldn't they be in bed with YouTube? Like, is the Pac-12, they're just brain dead? Well, they're dissolved. They're no more. They go bye-bye. I mean, you can keep the name or whatever, you know? And that's fine if they want to do that. I just wish Oregon State and Washington State would just join the Big 12 for a while. You know, because what are they going to do? Like, they're going to break off and, like, form their own thing with Nebraska? I heard somebody saying, like, should Nebraska leave and, like, go back to the Big 12? You know, like, when do you just say, like, enough is enough? Well, let's see. What do we got? I don't care about those games. LSU, Missouri. LSU -6.5, dude, Missouri. Dude, I watched Missouri. They're a pretty solid team. Texas -6. Yeah, give me Texas to cover that. I don't know. See, I can't bet that game because I don't know. I'd have to watch Oklahoma some, and I hate Oklahoma. Now, Maryland, OSU. Give me that +19.5. -3.5, UCLA? No. 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 Washington State all day. Washington State +3.5. I don't know what to think about that. North Carolina seems like they're... I'm not saying like they're like for real real, but I'm saying they're like they're real enough that they're going to beat the teams like that they should beat. That's what it seems like. You know, like they can like put you away. But when they have to play Clemson and my, you know, like in the talent gap really shrinks or is overcome, they're going to have like big time problems. Where's that A&M? Alabama give me A&M +2.5. Dude, these people are crazy. Like, I don't know what these lines are. And that's fine. People can bet them, but No. 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 Not this year. What else is tasty? Colorado ASU. I don't know what to think. Dude, give me Kentucky +14.5. That I will take. Yes. Now, I don't know about actually winning, because there is a difference between covering and winning. 14.5 is too many. That should have been 6.5, the way Georgia's been playing. I don't know who rolled that out there at 14.5, and people think that's on the up and up. Dude, you're friggin' crazy. You are crazy. You're crazy. What else at first glance? Notre Dame, Louisville. I watched that Louisville. Who'd they play? NC State. I wasn't real. Whoever they played, I can't remember. I just wasn't real sold on that. I don't know what to think about that. I'd probably take Louisville because Notre Dame seemed like they should have beat Ohio State. Arkansas, Mississippi State, or Ole Miss. -11. I mean, because Arkansas, I mean, talk about KJ Jefferson. They had that first of the season, remember? It was like last year, 2 years ago. And then they played Alabama and just got trucked like 45-0. They haven't done anything since. And they came out hot and they were ranked and it was like, yo, this kid, you know, and they got it together. Michigan, Minnesota. That game's stupid. Fresno, Wyoming. I'd take Wyoming plus 5.5 at home. CSU. That's stupid. Tech and Baylor. That's stupid. And then that's it. Auburn, LSU. Who the heck is that? Okay. Are we into week 5? Yeah, Louisville, NC State. Ay, ay, ay. Dude, I mean, Kentucky just embarrassed. Like, Florida, like, what are they doing down there? You know, but Napier. You know? Arkansas. I watched that game or some of it. A&M, Arkansas. Minnesota against the Raging Cajuns. I mean, who's supposed to watch this stuff? Like, seriously, like, who is supposed to watch it? I get everybody can't always play everybody, but Lord. And this, oh my gosh. That was a good game. Didn't watch this, but I had Houston to cover. Texas covered. What else? Yeah, Ole Miss, LSU. I mean, you know, this is one of those games where, like, LSU melts down. He doesn't have his quarterback. The defense just isn't playing well. I don't know what to say about that. That's no good. That's no good. You know, LSU expects more than that. They just do. I mean, giving up 55 to Ole Miss, who couldn't even move the ball on Alabama. I mean, I couldn't even watch that game because it was so stupid. Ole Miss, Alabama. Like, you're just sitting there. You're just like, what is going on here? Like, with this game, you're just, and it just is like, it's just putting you to sleep, you know? And you're just like, oh my God. It's just too stupid. But that's what I mean. And then they come out and they do 55 and Lane Kiffin's strutting around that. Dude, Lane Kiffin is the biggest brat. He's a brat. Oregon, Stanford. I'm sitting here with my mouth open like I'm retarded. I am half retarded. Oklahoma, Iowa State. This was a good game. Duke should have won. Duke covered, or Notre Dame covered. That makes me mad. Tennessee covered. I thought South Carolina would play Tennessee a little bit better than that. But that goes to show, I mean, you're betting with South Carolina. Like, are you, you know, that is one of those deals. It's like, am I retarded? Michigan State, Iowa, that game's stupid. That was the dumbest game, I think, like, and Michigan State covered. Oh my gosh. What was the over-under? Over by 5? So the over-under was like 35 or something. What was the over-under? 36. Okay. Let's see. TCU. It's not that I don't care about them. It's just like, get real. They're not going to reload. They're not. And then Spike Dyke Jr. is going to be there forever. He's going to ride that forever. And we'll see. Are you going to be able to beat Colorado? You couldn't even beat him like the first game, much less like next year when he's better. Like, you know, and he's going to be in the Big 12. I mean, like, and you're going to be able to beat Baylor. You're going to be able to beat Utah. You see what I'm getting at? Heaven forbid one of the Arizona schools starts doing anything. you know, UCF seems like they're trying to get square. I'd let Fresno in. Who cares? Who cares? Let them in. Let them, Oregon State and Washington State, in. Let them in. Just be a big old conference. I'd have three pods. And play those pods. And then you have like rotation in and out of those pods. No, everybody should just play everybody all the time. Just willy-nilly. Never know who you're going to play. Rotation. You know, who cares? Okay. Odds. I went through the odds. I don't know. Let's see. Hold on a second. Okay, well, we got about 45 minutes. You know, I don't know. Like, you know, I don't know if I should talk about each game. Kind of go through here and, I mean, Texas, Oklahoma, I mean, you know, -6. Well, Texas, Oklahoma. Texas seems potent this year. They just do. They seem like they've got it. They remind me of the teams when Vince Young, Colt McCoy was quarterbacks. Those kind of teams. Like, I don't really feel like they're going to lose, like, stupid games to stupid teams and stupid situations. And, like, there was a guy, I think it was 41 on defense. I think he was a middle linebacker. It was kind of hard to tell. But he was just a big guy. Yeah, see, here he is, Jalen Ford, 41, linebacker, 6'3", 242, from Frisco, Texas. He just looked like a serious college football player. I mean, and I just haven't seen that. And then who else do they got at linebacker who's like some big shot? This Anthony Hill. Look, and then they got another one. 6'3", they're 230. I mean, so he's zero. I need to remember that. Is he getting playing time? See what happens when we push his name. He's active. Got him. He's active. See here. 17 tackles. Okay. 2 sacks. I don't know about 1-6-3-3-6-1. Okay, so maybe he's not playing quite as much. But solo assists, sacks. He had his sacks and against Alabama. I like that. You know what I mean? KU, Baylor, Wyoming, Alabama. Also, it's going up. Okay, gotcha. 10-4. Okay. Well, we're just gonna have to see. Because Oklahoma's better than they were last year. You know, I don't like writing off these coaches. Because he could be like a Kirby Smart coach. That Oklahoma coach. You know, he was under Dabo for a long time. Comes out, he's defensive minded. He's got some good quarterbacks. But there's what's-his-face on Unnecessary Roughness, that Brandon guy. He's claiming that the talent gap is going to show up this week and Oklahoma's going to find out about it. And I'm just like, man, it's too much Texas, Oklahoma. It's rivalry. It's right down the middle. Don't be betting on 45-0. No. I mean, I'll take Texas at 5.5. But I don't want to bet it. It's scary. Like, get real. Just get real. That's all I got to say. A&M, I want to watch this game right here. Ah! That makes me so mad. Because I want to see if that UCLA quarterback can bring it around. Like, if he can do something. I guess I'll get to watch him later. Where's Texas A&M? Bama. You got to give me A&M.
I know that sounds crazy, but it's like, if you're A&M, you have got to win this ball game. You have to. Quarterback down or not, Wegman out for the season or not, you got to win this ball game. You have to win this ball game. There's no way around this deal. You have to. If you're Jimbo Fisher, you have to win this ball game. You have to. You have to win the West this year. LSU's down. You know, like, you know what I mean? Alabama's down. I mean, like, you can beat Ole Miss. Let's look at A&M's schedule. Let's look at their schedule. You know, let's have a look. Let's have a look. They're down here at the bottom. The SEC. I always miss them. Are they on the other side? Okay, yeah. All right. Aggie schedule. What have they done? Bama, Tennessee. Ole Miss, LSU at the end. Oh. You got to run that. You got to run that. You got to run that this year. You got to win games. You got to just win games and just keep on winning games. Because you got to keep pace with Texas. Because Texans, if they do what they can this year, they're going to be coming into the SEC hot, baby. And if you start falling flat on your face, like you lose to Bama, and then you lose to Ole Miss, and then you lose to LSU, I mean, Lord. 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 I don't even know what to say to that. Lord. Lord. All right. I think I'm going to shut it down. I want to think about it some more, get collected, get my picks written down, all that kind of stuff, get savvied up and ready for, I guess, some games Friday night. I mean, like, dude, I'm not talking about those Thursday night games or the Wednesday night games. That's one thing. Like, I watch Cover 3. I love them, dude. They'll start off, they'll be talking about those Wednesday night games and Thursday night games, and they'll talk about them like forever during the start of their podcast. And you're just like, guys, Texas and Oklahoma are playing. A&M and Alabama are playing on Saturday. Why are you leading with these crap games, these Thursday night games and these Friday night games? Just because they're like, that's the order of the schedule? Who cares? Nobody wants to talk about Nebraska, Illinois. Nobody. You can add that on at the end. You can throw it in there and acknowledge it like in the beginning, but you got to move into Texas, Oklahoma. Like, somebody needs to help these guys out with how they do the, they lay out their, like, I get, the, I, because I used to kind of do that, like, just on my, this stupid thing that nobody listens to, and I could tell, like, what are you doing? Like, you should not do that. I'm going to do my NFL, I want to do my NFL podcast, because that's getting interesting, too. All right, Clay Tablet Podcast. I don't even know what week this is anymore. Is it week 1, 2, 3, 4, 5? Was that week 5? Yeah, because week 0 wouldn't count. Okay, so week 5. Going into week 6. We're getting almost, I think, after this week, I mean, that you can successfully, because 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, that'll be the halfway point. So this is the last game of the first half of the season coming up this week. That's a big deal. Like, you're really getting, we're going to start getting into serious conference play. And things are starting to shape up. I mean, things will really start to shape up. Like, Alabama, A&M, like, their season is determined which direction it can go. Because you're either in or you're out. And I think for them, too, like, if you lose this weekend, you're just out. You're out of the West. I just don't see how you're going to be able to get back. You know? Because with the loss, the out-of-conference loss, da-da-da-da, you know, like, it's just showing who you are. So if you lose, then you're going to be that. And